This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Absolutely Everybody on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Enecto.
Joy 94.9 presents Absolutely Everybody, sponsored by and presented by Enecto, the People Network. Absolutely Everybody, only on Joy 94.9.
Hey there, I'm Julia, and thanks for joining the Absolutely Everybody team for the next hour. We're really happy to be here. So today, change of pace, I'm joined by Lucy and Amy, and we're going to have an open discussion on the delightful subject of SRV. Yes, that's a bit of a mouthful, which we're looking forward to, but more on that later on. We also welcome from Enecto, Lando Antonelli, and his work with a range of people always comes back to the importance of community and connection. Hey, Lucy.
Hello, Julia. Hello, Amy, and hello, Lando.
Hello, everyone.
Fantastic. We also have, now they can't actually say hello because there's not enough mics in the studio, but we're going to give them some airtime a little bit later on. We also have Carlos and Jesse from VAC and Health Promotions, and they're starting next week from Tuesday from 12 to 1 on their Well, Well, Well show, and we're really excited to have them here. So please join them next week. Amy, over to you.
Oh, well, it's the Melbourne Comedy Festival on at the moment, and today I actually have a double pass to give away to see Isabel Angus and Rachel Davis performing Edge at the Tuxedo Cat at Willis Street in the CBD near Flagstaff Gardens this Sunday at 6:15 p.m. So all existing and new members who haven't won a prize in the last 2 weeks, drop us an email at onair@joy.org.au or SMS in at 0427 JOY 949, and you could meet, you could be part of the show and meet Stella Wilkinson, a precocious, fame-obsessed 11-year-old who tries to embody all the pop culture and her narcissistic mother tell her she could be edgy, playing at the Comedy Festival. And this show is on between the 28th of March to the 8th of April. And a big thanks to Isabel Angus and Rachel Davis. So drop us a line and you could be the winner of a double pass.
Fantastic. Thanks, Amy. So please get on those SMSs, get on those phones and start calling in for your double pass. Alrighty, so it is 7 minutes past midday and here's Adele with Rolling in the Deep.
Absolutely Everybody, a show for Absolutely Everybody on Joy 94.9.
And the time is 11 minutes past midday and you're with Julia, Lucy and Amy. Lando Antonelli from Enecto, welcome.
Thank you.
You're the first, so this is your first time on the show, but you're certainly no stranger to radio. You did an interview last year on ABC Ballarat around the importance of being connected in rural areas. And we definitely need to connect more to our rural listeners, that's for sure. So first off, Lando, please tell us a little bit about yourself and the role that you have at Enecto.
Thanks, Julia. So I'm the regional manager for the Northwest region and after-hours manager for Enecto. And we work essentially with ageing people and people with disabilities, cover all the local government areas in the metro region for all those for those programs with Enecto.
Fantastic. So in 2012, the Living Longer, Living Better aged care reform came into play with the CDC, the Consumer Directed Care Packages. Enecto was part of the pilot program for CDC. So could you tell us a little bit about the program, Lando, and the areas that Enecto covered?
Sure. So the Consumer Directed Care program essentially spun out of the aged care sector in terms of community care. So it's the alternative to providing nursing home care or hostel levels of care, and it's delivered to people in their homes in the community. You're right, Julia. A couple of years ago, there was a pilot that was auspiced by the Department of Health and Ageing, and it was about trialling a new way of delivering that care into people's homes, and it was noted, called consumer-directed care. And as the name suggests, it was about trying to put more of the control into the individual's hands. And so they would have more of a say about the kind of assistance that they would want, and have more of a say as to how they would like to spend the money that is allocated to them.
Fantastic. And what do you think are the benefits for people managing their own packages?
Well, we've found over the time, so at the moment it's still in a rollout phase. There was a 2-year pilot, which Enecto piloted programs in the eastern region, our western region, our Grampians region and Mildura area. What we've found in a short amount of time is that people definitely do feel more empowered, giving people the opportunity to be able to arrange the roster of care that they might want, rather than having to speak to someone in the office to arrange that, shifts the power directly into their hands. And also it allows us as an organisation, and also the people receiving that assistance, to move away from the focus of attendant care type services, which is historically what the aged care sector has been all about. So using that money how to package up that care in a different holistic way.
Fantastic. And we will be back in 2 ticks. So you've been listening to Absolutely Everybody on Joy 94.9. It is 14 minutes past midday, and we're listening to Take It to the Streets with Denny Hines and Christina New.
Absolutely Everybody, every Wednesday from noon on Joy 94.9.
And the time is 18 minutes past midday. Lucy, Amy and I are joined by Lando Antonelli from Enecto to talk about community connection. Lando, your team work with people from very diverse backgrounds. Is connection with community possibly one of the ingredients for people having better outcomes in their lives as they grow older?
There is no doubt, Julia, that connection within community is absolutely important for all of us. So it's important to all of us sitting in here and everyone in society, and that doesn't change as we get older. So no doubt.
Well, that's interesting indeed. One of the things I've noticed is many people struggle to reconnect after they've been on their own for a few years. Does Enecto have any programs or better ways that some of the isolated older people in our community can reconnect?
Yep. So one of Enecto's purposes, as we know, is all about inclusion. And so regardless of a program that we might be delivering or the people we might be supporting, inclusion needs to be sitting behind everything we do. And so there are a number of different ways that our staff will aim to achieve connection within community. It's important to ask the question, what is community? And it could be the neighbourhood, it could be the church, it could be the Lions Club, it could be a whole range of things. And so it's important when our staff are working with people to try to understand what has been important in a person's life and see what kind of connection that might be. I've heard some great stories in the past of an ex-pilot who couldn't pilot. Obviously, couldn't be a pilot anymore, but getting him involved in a model aeroplane kind of environment, social group, and just how that was so important to him and gave him a whole new perspective and purpose in life. In terms of programs, I mean, there's a number of things we do. One of the ones that really sticks out that ran out of our Coburg office was a computer class, and it was a computer class for people in their 70s. And it was fabulous because it was, apart from these people not having really any IT skills, it was an accredited course where they went along and they learned how to use email and internet, and all of a sudden were able to connect with their family through Facebook, send emails to people overseas, send pictures. Amazing. And one of the funny stories was that after a couple of weeks, we started seeing, because they're all elderly, and they'd come into the office and they'd gone out and bought their own laptops. We'd started a whole new phase. But it was really, really, what's one of the examples that we do? And, we run with, we have groups for older gentlemen who have similar interests, and they head out every Friday and they'll go and check out the RAF base, and they'll go and the shrine and a whole heap of different activities. And it's about like-mindedness, it's about a group of friends, and how we that's the way they connect to their community.
That's fantastic. It's like in our organisation, you know, one of the questions sometimes we ask people is like, what are their gifts of their head, heart and hands, you know, and you're really looking for that pertinent thing that really puts a sparkle in someone's eye.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and that's how you start connecting them, which is great.
Yeah.
So in Ballarat, Enecto ran an event for Seniors Week where people, one of the modalities that people use was the art of storytelling to connect with the audience and to share their experiences. What is it about storytelling, do you think, that makes it such a powerful medium?
It was a great event, and we had Rob Pelletier from ABC Radio in Ballarat and the ex-mayor of up the Ballarat area, and we had the representative from the local Aboriginal Corporation as well, and they each told a story about how important it is to remain connected in your local community. And by doing so, you're remaining healthier, you've got better connections with people, and you've got a purpose to actually get out of bed in the morning and get cracking. And again, examples of people going to the gym, you know, when it'd be easy just to stay at home and have a cup of tea, but making that effort and getting out and doing some public speaking. And Rob Pelletier, who's not only, you know, continuing as a ABC broadcaster, but also does a garden, in a gardening show, but whole heap of stuff that he does, you know, in keeping busy and that being important to him. The thing with story is that we all come with a story, and unless we understand the story of an individual, we don't know really how to tap in and assist them as best as possible. And so again, we can treat the things that people lose the functions of as they get older. But if we don't go deeper than that and understand who was Lando when he grew up and what music did he like, and, you know, that I like cars, that might be an important area for me to focus on as I get older, because that interest probably won't wane.
Exactly. Yep. You're still going to be a rev head when you're
pretty
70.
Bad example, huh?
So how do you think then, like, from doing and we have varying offices in different areas, you know, like up in the Grampians, which is, you know, pretty rural, to right out in Swan Hill. I mean, how do you think community connection for people changes in rural areas compared to the city?
It's equally as important, but it's definitely different. Our experience in the rural areas is that the sense of community as we know it, the neighbours looking out for each other, the local church, that sort of stuff is still quite significant in the local community. Whereas in Metro Melbourne, we've tended to, you know, close our doors and we close our shutters and we hide because we don't know kind of who's out there. So we've noticed when we deliver our services in the country areas that we are better able more easily able to connect people and get assistance for other people. So we had a lady in the Grampians region, for example, who was quite isolated. She was destined to go into a nursing home because we just couldn't get services in that area. So it wasn't until we did some work in that area and just really spoke to the community about what services are there, what people are willing to do, that we were able to help, just being one of the factors in that person's care, if you like. Care's a bad word, but the support, the circle of support around that person. And so that person continues to remain residing in her home in a fairly isolated town in the Grampians region with that level of support. So, yeah, it's definitely different between urban and rural, but equally as important.
Oh, absolutely. Lando, look, thank you so much for joining us, and we will hear a little bit more from you later. But if somebody, if your conversation piqued someone's interest and they actually wanted to get hold of you or find out more about the CDC packages, what would they need to do?
They could, first of all, they could look at our website, so www.enecto.org.au. You could talk to any of our offices, and there should be someone in those offices that would be able to talk to people about consumer-directed care packages or disability packages, whatever it might be. If it's me specifically people want to speak to, I'm happy for them to call me at the Coburg office, so 039-386-5686.
Fantastic.
I'd be happy to talk to anyone.
Thanking you. Okay, next we have the Community Notice Board with Amy, and a little bit later the team and I will discuss SRV.
You're listening to Absolutely Everybody on Joy.
You're on Joy 94.9 with Amy. It's 27 minutes to one. Next week, Joy celebrates National Youth Week from Monday next week through to Sunday with a special National Youth Day broadcast all day featuring young LGBTIQ voices on every show. So keep that in mind and stay tuned for some great interviews and programming on Joy next week. Also, this Sunday, we have trivia at the Eureka Hotel from 1 p.m. It's $20 per person. If you're interested in joining some of the Joy presenters and other Joy listeners, give us a call on 1300-JOY-949 to secure your seat, or jump on the website and see if you fancy it. Also, it's Melbourne Comedy Festival time, and there's some great LGBTIQ performers on at the Melbourne Comedy Festival at the moment, including the fabulous Hannah Gadsby, who I had the pleasure of getting along to on the weekend. Also, we've got Joel Creasy, Ursula Carlson, and the fabulous Stephen K. Amos. So get on board at the Comedy Festival and check out some great performers. We have a lot going on in Melbourne at the moment, so jump on board and see what takes your fancy. Also, there's a great laughter club going on at the moment at Federation Square from 11 a.m. till 11:30 the first Sunday of the month. So we've just missed one. Oh, no, maybe it's this. No, we haven't just missed one. I'm getting my dates confused because the year is going so fast. So it's this Sunday at Federation Square from 11:30 a.m. From 11 till 11:30 a.m. And if it's anything like laughter yoga, it'll be great fun. A little bit confronting, but in the end, it's quite enjoyable. So jump on the World Wide Web and see if that takes your fancy as well. We also have a song coming up next. It's Kylie with Wouldn't Change a Thing. You're on Joy 94.9.
It's about you. It's about me. It's about inclusion. Absolutely everybody on Joy 94.9.
The time is 20 minutes to one, and you're back with Lucy, Amy, Julia, and Lando. Alrighty, we are going to have a chat about that fantastic topic that underpins a lot of work that we do at Enecto, SRV. So now over the years, Lucy and I have been very exposed to the practice of SRV, and I'm going to throw to you, Lucy. Can you tell us a little bit about what SRV is?
Why, certainly. So SRV is an acronym for Social Role Valorisation. It's a bit topical, actually. It's been around for a long time. It's been under the banner of a whole heap of names, normalisation, deinstitutionalisation, and it was actually, social role valorisation was actually coined by a man called Wolf Wolfensberger, a great name. And it's the idea that there are roles that are valued in society and roles that are devalued in society, and the way in which particularly services or not-for-profits actually deliver services or work with people can actually impact on people's valued roles. So it's the way their skill level, the way in which they look, so how they're seen by the rest of the community can actually value or devalue a person.
It's interesting because, moving on from that one, Lucy, we talk about imagery, and like when we take photos at work, we make sure that there's no one standing over the person that we're photographing, so everyone's on an equal level, you know. And little things like that, which people may go, "Oh, that's not important," actually is, because it's seeing the person in the true light. So, why do you think the concept of SRV is so important?
Well, that's just exactly what you were talking about, and it's a really lovely segue from also the conversation that Lando was having with you, is that the types of roles that are valued are things like I have a job, I'm an employee, I'm a student, I'm a homeowner, I'm a renter, and they're the types of things that when we go to a party, what are the conversational pieces of what do you do, who are you, where do you go? And so many people that are seen as having devalued roles, such as those who are homeless, those who have a disability. It's really subtle, but they often don't get those opportunities to have a valued role.
The interesting thing was that, I'm sorry, I actually can't remember his name, the homeless guy that was killed quite recently. And when they first started talking about him, it was very much focusing on him being homeless. And then his son came forward, and all of a sudden he became a father. He became a grandfather. He became, and you, the media started portraying him in a completely different light. And I think that's a really beautiful example, not what happened, but certainly a really good example of how someone's valued roles had been stripped away over his life as a homeless man, and how all of a sudden they started coming back. And
yeah, and it's something that can happen really quickly. So as Lando was talking about, you particularly people who get older, is that they've had roles that are valued by the community, such as a mother, father, a worker, a business owner, a president of the PTA, those types of things. And as we get older, is that we retire, and you will often hear of people actually starting to get a little bit lost, or even parents whose children actually leave home, is that those really important roles that they hold actually are no longer there. So it's people find themselves either isolated or feeling a little out of sorts about what am I going to do now. So it's really important thing to think about in the work that which we're doing with people.
It's funny, it's like my two older sisters, their kids or their final kids are just leaving home now, and I'm watching one of my sisters in particular go through this really interesting transition where she's going, what am I going to do with myself? And she's been a stay-at-home mum for 35 years. You know, that's pretty, I take my hat off to her, I've got to tell you. Yeah. So really, all of us in this room have experienced social role valorisation and the ramifications of it, whether from a personal, family or work viewpoint. Lando, for you in particular, what has been your experience of SRV, and how does it get people more included and sometimes excluded?
I guess, Julia, it's almost linked to the conversation before and around the new reforms in the aged care sector and what they are wanting to, the benefits that they might, you know, bring for people. It's exactly what Lucy said. Every one of us would have a valued role at some time in our life, and we know that it's really important that we don't lose sense of that. So there's a couple of examples. At our Coburg office, we have a National Respite for Carers program, and people that would care for their loved one, their spouse normally, or their mother or their father, who have got dementia, and giving them, auspicing a carers group where they're able to come together and recognise that being a carer is a really, really important role for them, and giving them the space to talk about those issues, and also giving them the opportunities to go out and spend time as a group, and not only share the sad stuff, but also celebrate the good stuff and share the different tips on how to do things. Also in the disability space at Yarraville, where we run a plethora of programs, really trying to identify programs for people that give them a valued role. So we have people with disabilities who are part of a gardening group. They have contracts with the local government to go and mow people's lawns. That's a valued role. We have a group of people who deliver junk mail, but that's a valued role because people are waiting for that mail, and without our guys walking the streets delivering them, they don't get that information. Just two or three small examples of how we try to embed social role valorisation in our daily work.
Yeah, and I was going to say, even that idea of junk mail is that idea. It's shifting the focus of, some people may see it as junk, but other people actually rely on that information to
And it's a contract. It's an actual contract to deliver that. We have people that have working in restaurants now, and that's their valued role, and it's chopping up the food and getting that ready for that people will pay for and eat. So there's a number. We have a catering group that will cater for different functions, and you know, sandwiches and a whole heap of stuff that they will put together.
And is it fair to say that the work of Enecto is intentionally around looking at what roles people have had or held, or opportunities for them to actually get new roles?
Absolutely. You link it back to the discussion before about storytelling, and the someone's past will affect their future, and there shouldn't be a divide in between. And so there's definitely a link there. And it's not about what a person can't do anymore as you get dementia. Someone with dementia still got lots of abilities and still can access community and be part of community in different ways. So it's about how you use some of that and link people into the right areas.
Fantastic. As I said, we just love talking about SRV and we could go on about it for years, well and truly. We will be back in a moment.
This is Absolutely Everybody.
Organised by the Goethe
Institute. 94.9, proudly sponsored by Enecto.
And the time is 7 minutes to one, and you're on Joy 94.9. So a huge thanks to Lando, and great information, especially, you know, working with our older people in the community and, you know, what's available out there for them to make sure that they can sustain really good lives. And welcome from Jesse and Carlos.
Thank you.
Fantastic. So we're really excited about you guys joining the team on Joy. So tell us what your show's about.
Well, Well has been going on for quite a bit. I think it's been going on since basically Joy has been going on air. The show, it's about not only sexual health and HIV, of course, but we're tackling issues that affect the GLBTI community. So anything to do with health and well-being, we'll be all over it.
Fantastic. And so what sort of work do the two of you do?
We are part of the health promotion team. I actually run the Sexual Adventurous Men Project. And, of course, the Sexual Adventurous Men Project has to do with community engagement. And Jesse does the Stay Negative campaign.
Hello. I do. Actually, today is a pretty exciting day for me because we've been working on relaunching the Staying Negative website, and today is the first day of the relaunch. So it's exciting stuff. But what this website is it features personal stories of gay, bisexual and trans men who have sex with men around Melbourne or around Australia, just whoever really gets in touch. And they share their personal stories and personal strategies of how they navigate everyday sexual health, you know, just advice of what you would give, whether you're HIV positive or HIV negative. This website creates a platform where people can discuss that. And we acknowledge the fact that, you know, partying happens and drinking and sometimes best practice isn't necessarily always occurring. So this is a really good platform for them to share their personal experience and talk about how they navigate this.
Out of interest, I remember, I came out when I was, 24? It's quite a while ago. And I remember at the clubs back then, you know, you'd have, I won't say the S word on radio, we had the safe sex people running around the clubs, you know, with bags of things, giving them out to people. It was really in your face. And that seems to have dropped off a lot. Do you think it's made a difference?
Resources are always in the parties. Part of the work that I do in the Sexual Adventurous Men Project is liaise with party organizers. So I'm involved in most of the men-only parties that happen here in Melbourne. Of course, a lot of those parties, sex happen in those parties. So we do take lots and lots of condoms and lube. Just because we know that it's going to happen. Not only that, but depending on the party, we actually provide gloves, depending on the type of party.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, we are quite active in terms of giving resources, not only to the commercial parties, but also to private kind of parties or... Yeah. Kind of big sex parties, if you want.
Fantastic.
Orgies, call it. My project is a little bit more naughty than Jessica's. So, yes.
Excellent. So, just a quick question from us is, like, since we're all about human rights and inclusion, how do you think your work supports that?
Right. Human rights, I will combine two of them, basically. The right to stay informed and the right to actually discuss your issues.
Yep.
And that's what we are trying to do, and we do. We give a space for the GLBTI community to bring up all the issues that are affecting them and sharing them and trying to find solutions, not only within our own community, but with people that not necessarily identify as members of the community. So, I think those two, what do you think?
Yeah, I'd like to say in terms of inclusion, we've tried to move towards that, especially on the Staying Negative website. Obviously, we know that there are a lot of resources out there for gay men who have sex with men. Moving on to bisexual and trans issues, they're a very different set of issues. And especially in terms of this website, we've tried to get stories from all different people from all walks of life and hoping that they can relate to in that way, because we acknowledge the fact that they are unique issues and that we need to acknowledge them and talk about them and be real about it.
Well, thank you both so much. It's been fantastic having you here.
Absolutely.
And, you know, wishing you all the best for next week.
Thank you very much.
And Amy, over to you.
I just wanted to go quickly back to what we were discussing, SRV with Lando. I thought we could leave you with an interesting idea. How do we become more aware of SRV in our lives and be more conscious of the ways we interact with people and the perceptions that we carry around within ourselves about the people in our lives, and just being more conscious of the ways that these perceptions interact with people.
Excellent. Thanking you. And thank you, team. It's been a great show. Okay, so next week on the show, there's a lot of myths associated with growing older and sexuality. And I'll be speaking to the CEO of COTA Victoria, Sue Hendy. And we'll have some more great information as well. And hopefully Amy will be able to rustle up some sporting story for us. We'll see how we go. For more information, check out the Absolutely Everybody Radio on Facebook. And let's chat again next week. You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 presents Absolutely Everybody. Sponsored by and presented by Enecto, the People Network. Absolutely Everybody, only on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.